Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our second installment of Warming Food on Shabbos. We were discussing yesterday the basic concern of Shehiyah, which is that the Rabbanan were worried if the food is not far enough along before Shabbos, a person will come to be disturbed as to the lack of progress, and without thinking, in the times of the Gemara, stir the coals, in our times, increase the heat. And therefore, there's an idea that the food is supposed to be either fully cooked or half cooked or maybe third cooked, different opinions. So let's say it's not. Let's say you got a late start on things on Friday and the chalent is not fully cooked, not even a third cooked before Shabbos. What are you supposed to do? So the Rabbanan gave us two possible solutions. One is garuf, one is katum, and this is discussed at length in the Gemara and Maseches Shabbos. Garuf is eliminate the coals from the oven altogether. The way they used to cook in the times of the Talmud is they would put a lot of coals into this small oven, and they'd generate a tremendous amount of heat in that enclosed area, and then you'd put food in. So one solution was get rid of all the coals out of the oven before Shabbos. Therefore, even if a person is disturbed and they want to increase the heat, it's going to be very hard to increase the heat if there's no coals to stir. So that's a simple enough solution. Hard to see how that would apply to us today, but that was the solution in times of Talmud. Another solution, which is very relevant to us today, was katum. That people would take ash and cover the coals with ash. Now, covering the coals didn't take away the ability of the coals to generate heat and thereby warm and even cook the food as Shabbos progresses, but what it was a reminder that people shouldn't be stirring the coals. That, of course, is very relevant to us today. So, in the context of the crock pot, the idea would be, if you think of the way most of our crock pots work, there's a pot of food that rests on a separate unit which holds a heating element. If you were to take aluminum foil and place it across the heating element so that aluminum foil would be a buffer, a very thin buffer at that, but a buffer nonetheless between the heating element and the pot of food, then technically speaking, you've covered the heat source. Of course, when we think about blechs, when a person is warming food on a stove going to Shabbos, that's the idea of the blech, that metal sheet, the person places a blech on top of a stove that's covering the heat source. And therefore, even if the food is not even ma'achol ben drusoy, the rabbis were no longer concerned that you would come to stir the coals, or in our context, raise the heat level, because there was a built-in reminder. What you might be wondering as you hear this is, that's fine and well for the times of the Talmud, where the way you would increase the heat was by going directly to the heat source. The way we increase the heat on our oven or stove or even crock pot is not by looking at the heat source. The way we increase the heat is by turning the dial or going to the control panel. So actually, there are definitely many opinions that say it's not sufficient to cover the heat source. You need to do more than that. You need to cover the knob or cover the control panel with a piece of tape, with a piece of aluminum foil. Not everyone holds it's necessary. There are many opinions that say it suffices to cover the heat source, but there are certainly opinions that say you need to do both. You need to cover the heat source and the control panel. And if you've done that, then you have now solved this rabbinic concern about the food, not being far enough along in the cooking process, and the concern of you raising the heat on Shabbos. A very obvious question that one could pose is, let's say there's no capacity to increase the heat. Think of a hot water urn. So we really have been speaking on food up until now, but there's definitely a concern also for liquid, whereas for food, the barometer is to what extent it's cooked. For liquid, it has to be yad so lettuce bo. The liquid has to be, at the outset of Shabbos, hot enough that if you tried to touch it with your finger, your hand would recoil. Different opinions as to what yad so lettuce bo is, at least according to one opinion, it would be 160 degrees Fahrenheit. So, if your hot water was already that heat going into Shabbos, that's like it was ma'achol ben drusoy, or fully cooked, and you don't have to worry. But let's say it wasn't that heat going into Shabbos. Let's say you're not talking about hot water. Let's say you're talking about your soup, which wasn't fully cooked going into Shabbos, and it's not even yad so lettuce bo yet. So you would have to normally cover the heat source. But how do you cover the heat source if there's not even settings? It's just on or off. So think of your hot water urn. So the general approach in halacha is if the heat source doesn't have various settings and it's just on or off, we're not worried about that. There's nothing that you're going to do. It's already on anyway. And therefore, it's an interesting thing. If the means by which you're heating your food or liquid or whatever it is doesn't have multiple settings, it's just on or off, you actually wouldn't have to do anything special going into Shabbos. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.